This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, a lot of baseball off last night. We started out west, where the Mets lost two games in a row after a seven-game winning streak. Last night, the biggest story is, thankfully, disaster averted, as Juan Soto, you heard in the update there, in his second at-bat, fouled the ball off the top of his foot, his back foot, left the game, finished the at-bat. Actually, great play by the second baseman to rob him of a base hit, and then came out of the game, but thankfully, all the x-rays were negative. They expect him day-to-day, so hopefully Juan Soto, if not back today, hopefully back relatively soon. So no major issue there, but they did lose a game. And as we get closer to the trade deadline for both of these teams, the Mets, who are attached to pretty much everybody, but so are the Yankees, and maybe that's just reporters attaching the two New York teams, we'll see. But they're attached to Luis Robert to play center field. They're attached to pretty much every bullpen guy, whether it be Duran or whether it be the closer out with the Cardinals. Like, they're in on everybody, and as you watched that game last night, two things jump out at me. One, they are in need of a starting pitcher who could give them some innings because the bullpen's been overworked, and if you look at this rotation, as good as it's been and as limited amount of runs as they give up, they don't have a one, maybe Peterson, who goes deep into these games. As Manaea was good, gave up one run, but five innings. And that is a nightly basis. Kodai Senga does not go deep into the games. Even when they get his pitch count up, he still does not go deep into the games. Right now, they were limiting it to about 85 to 90, and we'll see where it goes moving forward. But he typically does not go deep into games. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of deep counts, doesn't go deep into games. Manaea last night, five innings, one run. Montas hasn't been all that great. Blew a game last night, or two nights ago, unfortunately, after being given a four-run lead, just absolutely blew it. And then even the great Clay Holmes, who has been very good transitioning to a reliever, to a starter, he doesn't go deep into games. So this bullpen has been overworked. They send down Barazaban before the game started yesterday, as he's been terrible lately, and they're trying to rework him a little bit, get him fixed, build up his pitch count for a kind of deeper role, maybe a guy who can go multiple innings for them, because they're in desperate need of that. And I look at that as, absolutely, David Stern should go out there and attack, and he should go out and try and add to the starting rotation. For me, it doesn't make much sense unless you're going to go do it big, though. That's the only thing. The bullpen, you can go add two arms. They don't have to be you know, the back, you know, you do have a closer, you do have Stanek, you do have Reed Garrett, you do have guys that you trust a little bit, but you need some more arms that you trust, more arms. Buteau has not been what he was last year when he was removed, when he was moved to the bullpen. So you can attack the bullpen with just a couple arms you find that you think you can get more out of, and certainly the Mets have done a good job of that. But when it comes to the rotation, if you're looking for innings, what's the point of getting some back end of the rotation piece who's there for depth? Like, go attack and see if you can get. And they've been attached to Sandy Alcantara and some other. Like, those are the kind of guys right now. You know, go get a Joe Ryan. Go get someone who can go and give you innings and be someone who makes a big time impact. Because then you can, if you do that, you can move a Clay Holmes to the back end of the bullpen. I've been saying that for a long time. I think that makes a lot of sense for this Met team. So when I look at the Mets right now, the trade deadline tomorrow at 6 p.m., and I look at what they need in the pitching, absolutely. I'm curious to see if he will go out and be aggressive and look to make an impact at the top middle of the rotation, look to make an impact at the back end of the rotation. But the one thing that jumps out at me as well is that there are things that cannot be fixed by the trade deadline. There are things that just need to be fixed in-house by their superstars. Because if you look at the Fab Four, Beatle reference, if you look at the Fab Four, as the owner called them a few weeks ago, like right now, Lindor and Alonso have two of the lowest batting averages in the National League over the last month. They're both hitting under 200. This team has been bad with runners in scoring position this entire season. They had bases loaded, nobody out. They got one run to tie the game. That's it. Big strikeout from Lindor swinging at high fastballs. Alonso has really kind of done nothing since his hot start through April and May. And yeah, you could add a bat to the back end, and you could see if you can get Vientos going. Clearly, his grand slam the other night was important. See if you can get Mauricio going. Clearly, he oozes all kinds of talent, and that will help. And you could even add another bat to go play center field if you'd like, whether it be Roberts or Mullins or anybody else, and that will help. But it won't solve the main issue, because none of that will impact the team if Lindor isn't the MVP candidate he was last year, and if Pete Alonso isn't the threat he was at the beginning of this year for most of his Met tenure and in the playoffs last year. And even Soto, who's been really solid, who's been having a Soto-esque type season, should have been an all-star. His OPS is around his career average. The home runs are on par, maybe a little bit down, but on par with what he did last year for his career high with the Yankees. But ultimately, even he, still runners in scoring position, under 200. How long can that last? How long can you go through with the top of the order, 0 for 4, 0 for 5, not coming through with runners in scoring position, coming in big spots and not being able to come through? So when I look at the Mets, I think they're as good as anyone in the National League. When I look at the Mets, I see an opportunity to go impact this team in the pitching department and really solidify them as the best, if not one of the best, teams in the National League. But I also look at some of their star players who just not have performed for far too long now, and nothing will help that. Just like the Yankees, and without an offense that can't hit without Aaron Judge, or Aaron Judge's injury and Aaron Judge DHing and no Stanton, there is no trade deadline moves that impact that. And for the New York Mets, those things can't be changed. And for the New York Yankees, they have a big win last night. Cody Bellinger with a big three-run blast to get the game tied after Anthony Volpe cost them two runs in the first, made another error in the ninth. Yes, his offense has picked up. Big home run, RBI single, stolen base. The Yankees offense woke up, scored seven runs, took down the Rays on a night Toronto lost their fourth consecutive game. It's down to three in the loss column, four overall in the division. A lot of positives, but still an Anthony Volpe problem that is hard to explain as he continues to not be able to make the simplest of plays, the simplest of throws in the biggest, most critical moments, like the end of the game, or to give them a lead at the beginning of the game. It's unbelievable to me what's going on with Anthony Volpe. His offense has picked up. He hit the longest home run of his career, 452 feet to right center field. Tough to argue he's got a bum shoulder when he's driving the ball 450 feet the other way. He is just in a mental funk right now. And as Aaron Boone said, and now he still gave it, he should be an elite defender, and we have every expectation. But he did say, we got to get over this crap. Like, enough is enough. because that's a huge win for the Yankees. Max Fried, after an early shaky start, locked in with 12 in a row after the Yankees tied the game and Bellinger hit that big home run. The Yankees were able to tack on. They put pressure on the Rays. It's amazing. If you put pressure on other teams too, the Yankees aren't alone in the mistake-making department. As the Rays were throwing the ball all over the field last night. But Anthony Volpe almost cost them this game with two terrible defensive plays. And if they would have lost it in the ninth after the final out should have been made with an easy ground ball to shortstop, if they would have lost that game, that's just unacceptable. That would have been the worst loss of the season. So right now, the Yankees aren't selling. Anybody, I know Gio thought he heard me say so. Let me make it clear for you, G, if you're listening. The Yankees are not selling, nor should they sell. They're three games out in a loss column in the division. The fraud Blue Jays, who have been fraud since September of 2021, have lost four games in a row, three to the lousy Baltimore Orioles. Aaron Judge is coming back. This offense scored some runs. And the trade deadline's tomorrow. So go impact this team. Go get a starter. Go get some relievers. It's up to Brian Cashman. And again, I can tell you who I want. I want Duran in Minnesota. We thought might have been traded last night. As the closer. Or as someone who could be in the back end of this bullpen. I'd love to see him and Kelly. That's going to cost a lot. I'm willing to trade a lot. Let's go get aggressive. Now, the market's taking a little bit of a hit. No Class A. No Seth Lugo. So it's going to be more difficult than ever to go out there and make this impact move. But the Yankees right now, as they're waiting for Luis Gil to come back, who made his last rehab start last night, struck out seven in, I believe, a 4 1/3 inning performance. He's ready to go Sunday versus the Marlins. So that's check one. They're waiting on Leiter to come back. And although he hasn't been all that great, he's far better than the options they're throwing at you right now. And then, of course, they're waiting for Cruz to come back, who is actually very good this season. And that can help, too. But they need bullpen arms. They need another starter. They need pitching. And what they should do is go out and attack it. They have a day and a half to do it. Let's go do it. 888-808-1019. We can talk a little football, too. It's a little bit of a health scare for Neighbors, who's already dealing with a toe injury. Your superstar wide receiver for your New York Giants, as he also banged up his shoulder yesterday. Hopefully it sounds like nothing too bad there, but, I mean, he is an enormous part of this team. More than that, you want to see him really develop under a legitimate quarterback. That would be the sin of this if he were to miss any time this year. Not that, you know, Jackson Dart, we'll see what he can be next year, clearly, or maybe later in this year. And the relationship between the two of them should be starting now in camp, and that's important too, but you know, last year had a really good rookie season, had a great rookie season, broke all kinds of giant records rookie season with a lousy quarterback situation. And although Russell Wilson is no longer the star player he once was or the Super Bowl champion he once was, he still throws an excellent deep ball. I still think he can make all the throws, and I still expect Malik Nabers to have a monster season. So he's already dealing with a toe injury. Now he's got a banged up shoulder. Very important for Nabers to stay healthy, very important season for Neighbors. Obviously, Andrew Thomas also dealing with injuries. And, of course, Evan Neal. I talked a lot about this yesterday. Evan Neal moving to guard is a huge, that is the most, what I will be watching most in camp over the next couple weeks will be Evan Neal and his transition to guard. Because that will impact the team as much as anything else. A bust tackle who has had no use on this team, if he can become a legitimate interior lineman to help this offensive line that has been the bane of their existence, their Achilles heel for all of these years. If Andrew Thomas can stay healthy, Aluminor can still play tackle, and Evan Neal can transition and be a good to above average guard. Those are the kind of things that will help Scataboo, who had the big time practice the other day, and help Tracy and help this passing attack and Russell Wilson to actually maybe move the ball down the field and score some points and put it in the end zone. That would be so nice to go along with the defense we're seeing as we're watching for Abdul Carter to be a monster. So a lot of that. And then the Jets as well. We can get to them and how coaching, culture. And you're hearing everything from camp you want to hear, that this is far different. We used to just talk about competition. Now we're experiencing it. And while I fully expect Aaron Glenn to do that, and I expect this camp to be what everyone says it's been, it's just one of those things, you know, we've heard this kind of talk before. And this Jet franchise, I just feel like if they come out in the early parts of the season and it doesn't immediately translate, if you don't feel the culture, if you don't feel the coaching, which we've already seen with Will McDonald and other places, so I expect it to be there. I do. I think Glenn is different. I know I referenced Joe Judge and his holding players accountable, holding coaches accountable, running laps during training camp. And his speech, we're going to be a hard-fought, you know, city, just we're going to get our lunch pails just like New York does. All that stuff that you hear from almost all coaches, including Aaron Glenn. And then he was a disaster. Now Aaron Glenn has a far better track record, a far better resume, and I have every expectation that he will be a far better head coach than any of the names I've just listed. And especially Joe Judge. But I feel like they got to make that transition right away into a much cleaner, much crisper, more sound, more fundamentally sound, more accountable football team, because they're talking the talk right now. They're going to have to walk the walk. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls. All of that is on the table as we take you for the next 40 minutes or so, all the way to the warm-up show. Let's go to John and Wantall. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
All right. Hey, listen, I was listening to Evan and Tiki yesterday, and Tommy, they were talking about the potential salary cap baseball. And I don't know how true it is, but Tommy said that how all of a sudden wants a salary cap because he can no longer compete with the
Steve course,
Cohen.
Of course, that's what he said. Of course.
No, I know. And I just want your opinion because as a Mets fan, I would love to hear something like that. Just,
I'm sure you would. Tommy's giving it to you.
No, but I don't really believe that. I believe it has to do more with Hal's partners, you know, and the way he spends the money.
Yeah, well, here's the first thing, right?
Right.
Hal is almost treating the luxury tax like a salary cap anyway.
Right.
Like that's the thing. Like, I don't, where do you think the salary, and thank you for the call, John. Here's the thing with the salary cap and why I don't know if I haven't really delved too deep into it, but on the surface, I don't think it's going to hurt the Yankees or the Mets, to be totally honest with you. And I think the Mets and the Yankees are both going to be okay with it because the salary cap number is going to be so high. And right now the luxury tax penalties are so severe. We're almost treating it like that anyway. Now, it's a soft cap, and clearly, if you want a player, you'll go over it. Steve Cohen's willing to go over it. The Yankees have gone over it. But the number is going to be like 325, 330, or whatever it's going to be. The Yankees and the Mets and the Phillies and other teams are going to still be the only team that live up there. It's not like suddenly, oh, it's a salary cap, so everyone's going to spend this much money, like in football. It's not going to be that way. The money isn't spread evenly like that. The TV contracts aren't done like that. It's not like, oh, we have a salary cap. Everybody pretty much spends the same. It's just a matter of how well you delve out the money and how smart you are as an organization and how great your quarterback is. Like, that's not what it's going to be. The Mets, Yankees, all these teams are still going to be at the upper echelon of the salary cap. And not many other teams are going to be there with them. And the Yankees, for more than the Mets, to be fair, and under these guidelines, he can't compete with Steve Cohen when it comes to money. He's not going to go over the luxury tax the same way Steve Cohen will. So what's the difference if it's a hard salary cap or not? Like, honestly, it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't think that matters. It's not like necessarily he's going to reach that salary cap. I don't buy it at all. Like, that's not what it is. You know what it's about? Totally honest. You know what I think it's mainly about? And maybe I'm misreading it. It's that the salary cap will come with a salary floor. And I don't know how they would still do, like, I don't know how they would still do revenue sharing, but I would think that the Yankees are fed up paying for these teams that don't want to pay. I think that's why the higher payroll teams like the Yankees and some other teams are on board with a salary cap. It's not because it caps their spending, because let's be honest, again, the luxury tax is capping their spending. They're treating it like a cap anyway. Yes, they could go over it by a couple million dollars and we'll see what a hard cap feels like. But ultimately, I don't think that's the issue. The issue is they want a floor so that they don't have to keep feeding the pockets of these teams who don't want to put money in and pay and play. And baseball's become a game, whether you like it or not, whether the Yankees should be better or not. And yes, the Dodgers won last year. It's like they win every year. The Mets had the highest payroll in baseball for three straight years. They don't have a championship. teams with lesser payrolls are winning. It's not the ones who have it most are winning all the championships. They're making the playoffs more frequently. They're in the games and series more frequently, but they're not winning championships more frequently. These teams are just, they're finding ways to be just as good in this young man's game while they're getting revenue sharing. So I think it's about wanting the floor so that they don't have to literally subsidize these teams to compete against them and get penalized with the luxury tax for being the only teams that want to spend. I think that's what it's more about than necessarily keeping up with Steve Cohen. I really don't. If Steve Cohen had won 3 straight championships or something, spending $400 million, then it'd be like, okay, yeah, we got to change this. Steve Cohen's owning it. That's not the case. Maybe it will be in the near future. If there is no salary cap, we'll see. I doubt it. I doubt it. This has nothing to do with competing with Steve Cohen. That's what Loogie wants to tell you. And by the way, Loogie made a reference. Loogie made an appearance in the Yankee broadcast last night. I don't know if anybody noticed this. I texted Evan. He was on it already, so I'm sure you'll hear it on the afternoon show. But they were talking about, they did the segment on Guess the Yankee. And it was Randy Choate, a former left-handed reliever. And David Cohn referred to him as a loogie. He said, oh, the age of the loogie, the left-handed reliever. And then he said, the death of a loogie. So I think they got to save both. And then as the season progresses for the New York Mets, it's the age of the loogie or it's the death of the loogie when the Mets lose. But yeah, I had never heard that term before. As a strict left-handed reliever who would come, he referred to like, not just a left-handed reliever, but one of those guys who would come in just to get the one out. You'd come in just to get David Ortiz, and then you'd be out of there. The rules, obviously, today don't allow that anymore. But that's it. He referred to that as a loogie. I've never heard that before. So you're going to hear that in the afternoon, I'm sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go to Mitchell in Fort Lee real quick. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Big Mac, how are you, buddy? I'll tell to reach out to you later this afternoon about tonight's game, but it looks like we're good if you're good, so we'll talk later tonight about that.
Okay.
But getting to Big Mac, one thing about the Yankees last night, and I give Boone credit, but then I don't understand how he let Freed go. I know he wanted Freed to get that last out, but he could have cost us the game there. And he saw Freed when he came out. He was so upset he couldn't get that last out that he pitched 111 pitches. It was just the guy pitched his heart out yesterday. And like you said, and everyone said, everyone complains about the Yankees. They're in trouble. They're only three games out. The Yankees are going to be fine. Cashman is going to do his work in the next 48 hours. And when we talk Thursday night, we're going to say, wow, look what we got. We got a pitcher, we got a relief pitcher, and we're probably going to get a bat or two relief pitchers. The Yankees are going to be fine, and we'll be fine. The only thing I worry about is one thing, Judge. I just hope that the Yankees are not saying anything until after the trade deadline because they know that if the Yankees need another bat, they're going to hold the Yankees ransom. But the Yankees are fine. Tonight, let's get a big win tonight. Let's play Baltimore. Let's play Baltimore wins and beat the Blue Jays, and we'll be two games out, and we're fine. All these people complain about the Yankees, and you get all the guys on the fan that say, oh, the Yankees are in trouble. Let the Mets win. Let's see if they get there. But the Yankees will be fine, and we'll be in the promised land. Who knows how far we'll go, but we'll get somewhere out of this.
All right. A little positivity, Mitch. Thank you very much. I don't think they would lie about, because I got to be totally honest with you, as reported by Andy Martino, and was my gut reaction as a Yankee fan on Saturday afternoon when I was on the air, when the news broke that Judge was out of the lineup and that it's an elbow injury and his imaging being done, and Dr. Christopher Ahmad was coming to look at him. I firmly believe the Yankees would sell. With where they are in the standings, where they were, if Judge was gone for the year, if the fear is it's worse than what they're saying, I don't know what's worse. Maybe they're lying about the DH thing. Like maybe they're being a little bit optimistic about how long he has to DH. I feel like that's my fear. My fear is it's like, no, he's DHing August. Like that's my fear. My fear is we need a month of him not throwing. And if that's the case, like I don't know what you do with Stanton because I just can't play him in the outfield. So that's my fear. My fear is they're being a little misleading about how optimistic they are about him playing in the field again this year, or at least for a while. Because they make it sound like, well, like he said today with John Boy for his weekly press conference or interview, he pretty much said Judge is going to swing a bat today. And then they said in the on the broadcast as well. So Judge, swung a bat, swung off a tee, and then he'll start throwing in a couple of days, but he won't be ready to play the outfield for a little bit. Like, they're making it seem like he's going to come back at the end of the 10 days. He'll DH for maybe a week, maybe a little less than that, and then he should be able to go in the outfield. That's the gist. And that's not exactly verbatim what they've said, but that's kind of the feeling they're giving. They're giving the feeling like he'll be his swinging will be ahead of his throwing, and he'll be able to swing in 10 days, and then another week, and he should be out in the outfield. My fear is, yeah, okay, we'll see you in like September 10th. He'll be back in right field. That's my biggest fear. Or that he won't be able to play the outfield again. But I think he's going to be able to hit. But, yeah, I mean, look, they have to make the moves. I agree with you. And I think we'll feel better. And once we know what the roster is, then we can make a better assumption on what they're going to do. Because I could scream till I'm blue in the face. They need this. They need that. I also don't care, like, I'm not that big in telling you, this is who I would target, this is who I would go after, because it's just noise. It doesn't really matter. I wish they could make a deal with the Minnesota Twins. I would love Duran and the starter. I also like Gallen more than I like Kelly out of Arizona. I would take a chance on a Zach Gallen. That's a minimal move. You're not going to use any of your big-time prospects for that. But Gallen's been, he's a rental, but he's had times where he's been a Cy Young candidate. Yeah, he's having a miserable year right now. But I don't know, you bring him to the Yankees, you work on him a little bit. I could see him having a great second half, even though he has a 5 ERA or whatever it's been. But I would love to go get Kelly and go get Duran out of Minnesota and go pay a steep price for it. That's what I would do. And then you got another arm in this rotation next year, which is going to make up for Clark Schmidt being gone for however long. Who knows when Cole gets back. You're going to need another starter. You're going to have a controllable starter who helps you this year and moving forward. You get a closer who helps you this year and moving forward. But ultimately, it doesn't matter what I think. Go out there. Let's see what they do. They need to impact the pitching. They know that. And once this thing is settled, 6 o'clock Thursday, we'll know the team they're going forward with. And it's either not good enough or we'll be a little bit more optimistic than we are right now. But it was a big win last night for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with more of your calls as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. Let's get back to your calls here on this Wednesday morning. I think I said Kelly when I meant Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan, the starter of Minnesota. I was thinking Merrill Kelly of Arizona. Joe Ryan, Yohan Duran, and even Willie Castro. For a package of those three, I'd be willing to pay. I'd be willing to pay Jason Dominguez. I'd be willing to pay Spencer Jones. Maybe not both of them, but a package surrounding one of them and other top-tier prospects. At that point, I'd probably be willing to trade Cam Schlittler. Like, I'm willing to pay for that. Like, that's what I would look to do. You add Joe Ryan to the staff. You add Duran to the back of the bullpen. You add a guy in Willie Castro who can, you know, be that bench piece he plays. He could play short. He could play outfield. He hits right-hand. He hits left-handed pitching. He's been good. I think that is, now that's your bench is, you know, one of the two first basemen, either Goldschmidt or Rice. The backup catcher and those and Rosario and Willie Castro, that is a much better baseball team. And now you've got the three-headed beast in the postseason of Weaver, Williams, and Duran. And you've got Joe Ryan, who right now is pitching to a 2.82 ERA with a 0.92 whip. And now you've got a rotation of Fried, Ryan, and Rodon, and then you figure out whoever wins the fourth starter job, Luis Gil, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That is a dangerous team come postseason time. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Let's go back to the calls. Barullo, out in Chelsea. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing, Chris, man? I am very happy to talk to you this morning and give you all a little bit of synopsis of our baseball team for the blind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. What's the update?
There are two different kinds of baseball for the blind.
Okay.
One, we just got back from St. Louis, Missouri, and one of our rookies from New York City, he won Rookie of the Year. His name is Tambeer.
Nice.
So, Rookie of the Year. So, and then the other baseball, we were honored yesterday at Yankee Stadium for the ADDA law that they have, and we're having a special event Saturday. So I don't know if I can announce it or not, but if I could, it will be in Central Park.
That's fantastic. This is the game with the beeping baseball, right?
The beeping baseball is beep baseball, and they have the other one, which is with a ball with a bell, and that one is the Italian-style baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved with both of them. I play both of them, and it's a great thing for everyone to see and learn. You know, it helps a lot of people to do other things. I cannot do? No! Get out of here. We do everything.
That's great.
And I would like to invite you and all I know you're working that morning.
So, yeah, that's the only thing. So it's Saturday, hopefully this Saturday at Central Park?
Yeah, this Saturday at Central Park.
Okay, cool.
10, from 10 until 12, field number 5.
10 till 12, field number 5, Central Park. Go help out and support blind baseball. I think we did something with Craig, and thank you for the call, Barullo, and I appreciate you. And it's a worthwhile cause because, hey, I love baseball. Bring baseball to everyone. I feel like we brought in, I think we did an interview. We brought in the baseball. I vaguely remember that with Craig during the Carton Roberts. It is amazing. It gives people who you would have never, you know, obviously you lose your sight or you're born without it and you just, you know, assume baseball is something that you won't be able to be a part of. And to be able to do so is really cool. I've seen the game a little bit. I've only seen the beeping baseball one, not the other one, but I've seen the beeping baseball game be played where the baseball literally beeps so that they can hear it and react to it. It's awesome. So if you are free on Saturday, unfortunately I'm not, but if you are, head down to Central Park Field 5. Check it out. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Hey, C-Mac. It's been a while. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for properly defending Giancarlo Stanton from Sal's ridiculous attacks.
From whose ridiculous? Oh, Sal's ridiculous attacks?
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, Sal, I love Sal, and as a former overnight host, I love him. He always let me talk, but he's been wrong about two things for a while. He's been wrong about Stanton, and he's been trying to trade Pete Alonso for about 3 years.
Well, listen, the Stanton thing, I'm not even sure what Sal said about Stanton necessarily. I just defend Stanton in general. Oh, the roster construction.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was the ALCS MVP last year. He is our best hitter in the playoffs every season he has been a New York Yankee.
Yep.
Debate ends right there.
Really since 2020. Prior to that, I don't know if you could argue that, but 2020 and on, without question. Without question. He hit a ton of home runs. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say another thing that's going to drive Sal crazy. The New York Yankees are a better team with Bellinger than Juan Soto. Bellinger is having a better season, and I don't even think it's debatable when you account defense. Forget about Fried and Goldschmidt and what they bring. Just with Bellinger, the Yankees are a better team than with that butcher, Juan Soto, who cost them runs in a World Series game.
Paul, we were having so much fun. We were ranking on Sal a little bit. I was defending Giancarlo Stanton, and then you go a little bit too far. Now, I'm a Yankee fan. I've watched all the games for both teams. Bellinger has had, believe it or not, a bigger impact on this year's Yankee team than Juan Soto has had on this year's Met team. I think that's kind of fair. He's been great. He's been clutch. The numbers aren't the same. I mean, and we all know he's not the same player. Like, Juan Soto is a better player. I don't think there's any doubt. But just on sheer impact, his ability to play multiple defensive positions for a team that struggled defensively, makes big-time plays for them. He's hit big-time home runs. I mean, he hit a three-run home run last night for the New York Yankees to tie a game of three. Juan Soto's yet to hit a three-run home run for the Mets this year. So, like, I get your point on some level. First off, Stan, I said this last year, and I'll say it again this year. He's not a butcher in the outfield. He's just not. Soto is not a butcher. He cost them a big-time run with a bad throw, but in a relay throw or throw into the infield. Gleyber should have stopped that. It was a bad throw, but Gleyber can't let it go by him. Like, he's not a great outfielder. He's not a butcher. But he's playing the outfield pretty well for the Mets. He's running the bases better than he did for the Yankees. He's stealing bases. He's running the bases well. He had that play where he scored on the contact play. He's been good that way. He just hasn't hit with runners in scoring position. That's been his issue. I would imagine his OPS is higher. He has more home runs. The batting average is probably similar. But Cody has had more big home runs for the Yankees. I think that's fair. Now, having said that, and I've said this a bunch, last year, in the offseason, I stated several times, Plan B sucks. I was not a fan of Plan B. I wanted Juan Soto to be a New York Yankee. I wanted them to do everything. I still sit here today going, why did you stop at free suites? Why did you stop at wardrobes? Like, I would have given Juan Soto everything he wanted. The idea, I can't tell Aaron Judge I gave him a free suite. Oh, but you could tell him I'm giving him twice as much money? That would have been okay. Hey, Judge, we're paying him $50-plus million. We're only giving you $40. I hope that's okay. But on top of that, he's getting a free suite? Who gives a damn? Tell Judge we're about to try and win a championship. That's what you tell Judge. So I would have given him everything the Mets gave him. I would have matched the contract. I would have said, whatever. I would give you the same contract. That would have been me. Because I think it makes them better in the long term. But I do agree. As bad as this team has been now for 2 months, I still look at this team, especially with the injury to Gerrit Cole, and say Plan B made this year's team better. They would be worse right now if they just signed Juan Soto. I do believe that. But the problem is it's a 15-year deal. What about next year? What about in 3 years when Judge isn't this kind of player anymore and you're looking for that next superstar and then you have Soto fit right in? Like, over the course of the contract, it's going to be worse for the Yankees. It would have been better to have Juan Soto. This particular one season, with how everything's worked out, I don't disagree. They're better off this year. But I still would have rather, if you could take me back in time and say you could either get him or not, I'd still say get him. I don't think there's any doubt. I would still rather have Juan Soto. He's a fantastic baseball player. And he's here. He's 26. He's going to be here for 15 years or there for 15 years. I don't understand how you could not feel that way. But I don't disagree. This particular team, as bad as it's been for 2 months, is still better off with the pivot than they would have been with Juan Soto. But that's only 1 year. And then as far as Giancarlo Stanton, yeah, I mean, because it's not just Sal. People constantly go, oh, the roster construction with Giancarlo. But I did hear Sal say, and I'm not trying to call him out, but I heard it and I disagree with it. Like, he said, you know it's a bad roster construction. So I'm paraphrasing. You know it's a bad roster construction when you need Judge to DH and you can't put him there because you got to have Stanton DH. And I'm like, okay, I understand your point. But again, Stanton's their best postseason player. Stanton has won the ALCS MVP last year. He's by far their best postseason player since 2020. And like, I just don't. That's like saying if Manny Ramirez got hurt in 2003 and had to come back as the DH and going, this freaking roster. Look at this Boston Red Sox roster. They can't even put Manny Ramirez at DH because David Ortiz is there. Like, oh, what a disaster of a roster. Like, that's not fair. Like, Giancarlo Stanton is the DH, and I know he's not David Ortiz, but in the postseason, tell me he's not. In the postseason for the New York Yankees since 2020, tell me he's not David Ortiz for them. So I don't think it's fair to say it's roster construction to have a great hitter who's having a great year, by the way. He's got almost a 900 OPS, Giancarlo Stanton, with the Yankees this year. Like, people point back to that contract like it's some disaster. I get it. It's a lot of money. He's been hurt a lot. He can't play the outfield anymore. I get it. It logs up the DH spot. I get it. You'd like to be more flexible at DH. But how about the Mets? Is it a roster construction issue that they can't find one? For the last 5 years, they don't have a DH for the last 5 years or whenever they instituted the DH into the National League. Is that a roster problem? I think so. Giancarlo Stanton has killed in the postseason. He's killed it. And all we care about is World Series around here. That's what I thought. That's what I'm told. Again, we care about regular season games when they lose them. That's it. Otherwise, it's about the World Series. It's about postseason. It's about winning championships. Who has done more in that effort? I know they haven't won one, but what Yankee has done more in the endeavor to capture another championship than Giancarlo Stanton? So that's why, on this show, Giancarlo Stanton slander is not allowed. If you call up my overnight show and begin to discredit Giancarlo Stanton, I have zero tolerance for it. You will be hung up on. There is no bashing Giancarlo Stanton on this show, because it's about championships, and ain't nobody done more to go try and get one than Giancarlo Stanton. And if you want to scream roster construction about it, and not just like Sal, like so many Yankee fans that call me do, all right, call me up and tell me that it's a poor roster construction, and he was a duplicate of Giancarlo, of Aaron Judge, and it didn't make any sense at the time. But he should have had this one, he should have had that one. Should have had Bryce Harper. Okay, how many championships has Bryce Harper had? Bryce Harper left the Nationals. They won the championship the next year. They were the epitome of the... They were the Dodgers with Kershaw. They were the Nationals with Harper, where they won divisions, but they lost every big series. He leaves. Voila. How many championships has he won with the Phillies? Had a great run. Took them to a World Series. Lost. Who'd they lose to? Oh, yeah, the same team that blocks the Yankees every year. Weird how that works. Now, I would have wanted Bryce Harper, don't get me wrong, but not sitting around crying about it like Bryce Harper's won 5 championships. He's got a pretty good team. He's got arguably the best pitcher in baseball, Wheeler. He's got one of the best power hitters in Schwarber. He's got a great team. What happens? They lost a series to the Arizona Diamondbacks when they had a 3-2 lead coming home for 6-7. They lost to the Mets last year as underdogs. I mean, as massive favorites in that series. And I don't remember Harper hitting any big home runs. So just think before we start bashing Giancarlo Stanton about what he is. And that is a prolific postseason player for the New York Yankees. Bottom line. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Take it to the top. Just a few more minutes. Rapid fire style when we get back. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. What's her name from Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. She
is
came
it the
out
one where she's like a cougar?
Sort of like a cougar, yes. She's a in her 30s woman who a family hires to deflower, for lack of a better term, deflower their teenage son.
No hard feelings.
Yes, no hard feelings. So he's going to college, and they feel like he is not ready for college. He's never experienced any of the, joys or trappings of life or whatever, and they kind of want him to get some experience before he heads off because he's kind of an introvert. And they hire her to kind of like introduce him to certain elements of life. And anyway, the point of this story is he's a musician, and he does at like they go to dinner and there's a piano there, and she dares him to like play the piano because he won't play it in front of people, although he's a musician in this house. And he does a piano version of that song of Man Eater. It's tremendous. It's really good. It's a very good just piano cover. It's a different rendition of it. It's really good. So if you're interested in that, since we're talking movies, it was funny. It was actually one of the better comedies I've seen in a while. It was actually pretty good. She was good in it. And that was part of like the stuff with the Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore 2. There's just, I don't know. Like, I know it's a weird time right now. And, is it political humor, right? Colbert getting canceled and, has woke killed comedy and all the discussions we have all the time. Whatever it is. Like, it just feels like forever since there was, like, a legitimate great comedy that came out in the movie theater that I was excited to go see, that was funny, that made, like, it's just been, it just feels like that entire genre of movie is gone. And I don't know if it's just because of what I just said, or it's because, you know, they talk about, I saw Matt Damon talk about DVD releases. Like, the streaming services have killed that kind of movie, a movie where you're not sure. Like, some major comedies, American Pie and things like that, did extremely well, and there are comedies that do extremely well. And I guess Naked Gun is coming out, right, this weekend.
Yep.
And I heard that Liam Neeson, I don't know if this is true, if I'm being, you know, fooled, or the term we use around here sometimes is ball sacked, because that was the, haven't heard from them in a while, trying to fake people out. But Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson are now dating?
Wow.
That's what I've heard. I saw it. I thought
is Liam Neeson not married?
No, I don't think he is married. His wife tragically died on a ski accident many years ago. She was an actress. I don't know if he's been remarried since, because it's been a long time. But she fell and hit her head, unfortunately. She was an actress. She was in, I can't remember her name.
Wow, People magazine here. Headline, yeah. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are dating. Clear they're smitten, quote unquote.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Congratulations, Liam Neeson, you dog, you. I mean, that guy, let's be honest, man. He went from, you know, I mean, he was in, obviously, Schindler's List was his signature role and was incredible in it. And then I remember Nell with Jodie Foster. And then he had this second run as an older man in these action movies where it started with Taken and everything. And that's been his genre. And now he's stepping into the slapstick comedy era. And, you know, for his troubles, he just falls in love with Pamela Anderson. Like, man, Liam Neeson.
That's Qui-Gon Jinn for you.
That, I mean, and now, I know she, you know, she's not into being herself anymore. Or I don't know, not, you know, she's not wearing makeup or whatever. And she's trying to just be natural. But, I mean, that's one of the great beauties of our life. Pam Anderson instantly gets you going. Congratulations, Liam Neeson. I'm proud of you. Now I got to see this movie even more. Hopefully that will be one of the first comedies I've seen in a theater that makes me laugh, because it's been a while. All right. Just as you thought the show would end, little Liam Neeson talk. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. The warm-up show is next. Thank you to Big Zoo. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 a.m. I think I'm on all the way to 6 tomorrow. So you got 4 hours of me. Everybody, get the rest of your damn out of here. Bye-bye.
Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.